This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up with Rocky and Lissa every morning on 98.5 KRZ.
So the phenomenon of the selfie, you and I are very lucky because we remember a world before selfies. There's a new study that shows that between 2008 and now, about 480 people have died trying to take dangerous or just intensely crazy selfies.
Like the ultimate selfie on the edge of something.
Like the edge of a building, yep, edge of Grand Canyon, yep, in the middle of a street.
Yep. We were at Grand Canyon. I saw a lot of people walking out to areas, you know, past the barrier. And you're thinking, like, what are they doing out there?
Nope.
And that's exactly what they were doing.
Nope.
One false step and your last selfie ever.
Yeah. I told my grandma about this and she wisecracked. Well, were those 480 people that we actually needed? And although she was kidding.
Fitting the herd.
But it's hard for me to judge them because I remember being at Naog Park with my friends and we were trying to take a group selfie and I'm so clumsy. I'm like a giraffe on stilts. Mm-hmm. I was on the trail standing still and I just fell into a ravine. I just fell. She fell because I'm dumb. So it's hard for me to judge people because you can get hurt doing anything. But have you ever taken a selfie where you may have gotten hurt?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was taking a selfie with an ostrich and the ostrich wasn't having it. I don't know if you know about ostriches.
They can be mean.
First of all, they're very tall.
Yes.
And they are very nasty. All they want to do is eat and peck stuff. And he knocked that phone right out of my hand and he was coming for me next.
I said no pictures.
Because he was right at the edge of the fence. It was one of these little roadside areas out west somewhere. You could, you know, see the ostriches up close and personal.
Yeah.
And I got up close and personal and I thought, okay, I'll just stand here. And he's right behind me. Look, right in the shot. There we go. And bam, it happened so quick.
Didn't even know what happened. It's so tempting though when the animal is cute. Yep. Or it's doing something cute.
Yeah.
I remember my dad being at a garbage dump back home in Moose Country where there's nobody. And this tourist was there. There were bears. And this guy was going to his kids. Guys, get up by the bear. Get up. We'll get a photo of you by the bear. I'm going, you're going to rub him down with honey too? No. Yeah. What are you doing?
You hear or see that all the time. Either it's bear or the bison. They have been known to, you know, just shoot you right up into a tree.
Yes.
They will just get down and buck underneath you and you'll go flying.
Now, in your defense, you had a fence. You weren't just in the wild like, wee, look at me. I'm going to hug an ostrich.
Yeah, but it's not like,
divider.
Like they can't poke their head over the top
because
the fence wasn't as tall as the ostrich.
I guess you learned that the hard way, buddy boy.